We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We have a guest who is going to join us here. I don't want to hear any more of your basketball takes. I've had enough of you. We have a special guest who is going to join us. Cristoval is here with us. He is a board member, vice president here, Broward Football Officials. Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it this morning.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Good morning. How are you doing? Glad to be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. You got the Battle for Broward, a 7-on-7 tournament here. You're going to have more than 30 of South Florida's top high school football teams. You got three sites across Broward coming up this weekend. Can you tell us a little bit about the event that you got going on here? It's hosted by the Broward Football Officials Association.
Yeah, so it's hosted by us, the Broward Football Officials Association, as well as the BCAA, the Broward County Athletic Association, in tandem. It started last year, so this is our return. And last year we had about 24 teams, and this year we're at 34, and with a wait list. So it's been exciting. You know, it's a good way. It's a great tournament to kick off the spring football, right? So this is right prior to spring football. Get some 7-on-7 competition and have the actual schools go up against each other. So, you know, we have a knockout. We have a pool play on Saturday at three locations, like you mentioned, Hollywood. And then on Sunday, we get into the knockout round, and the teams will play for a 9-5-4 title and a 7-5-4 title.
That's awesome. That should be a lot of fun. And then, Chris, I know one of the big things that, you know, and we talk a lot of high school football on the show here, and I know you guys are working to get officials and get people involved. Can you tell us a little bit about that, too?
Yeah, so it's also, I mean, it has another and you know, objective, which is to get interest and get more officials out there. You know, we're able to start training, you know, use it as a way to start training with 7-man mechanics, which is essentially what we have to do in the playoff. You know, and you don't really get that kind of training. So it's a good way of starting the season off early in the spring for officials. You know, but we need more, right? You know, the demand keeps getting up and up with bigger games, more high-profile games, more schools playing football, and we do need more younger officials, or just more officials in general that can come out and you know, provide their time and learn a new craft.
Most people don't know this, but I actually wanted to become an official. It's one of my dreams in life, and I might actually do that in my retirement years. What is in it for a young man who's probably 18 to 20? Who has loved sports? What is in this game as an official for them? What does it bring them?
So that's you know, Omar, we'd love to have you. That'd be great. But you know, we say there's typically around three things for an official when you come out. You know, you're either you love the sport, right? You know, most of us played, like myself, and you can't really find a way to get involved with tackle football outside of being a coach. So, you know, you become an official as well. You know, some people just use it as a way of, you know, taking their mind away from other things, whether, you know, not happy with their job and use this as another outlet, you know, or for income. So, you know, even for younger officials that are in high school and not playing the sport, I know many officials that started their career at 16, 17 years old. And it's a good way to get some extra income at that age or even while you're in college. To be able to get some extra income. But we typically say it's around those three things. So, you know, either you love the sport and want to donate your time, like the majority, or you trying to, you know, get out there, get some exercise, you know, have the best view on the field, or lastly, you know, get some extra income.
Chris, if somebody wanted to make a career out of this, would this be the proper starting point? Like, you see those guys in the NFL on Sundays, you go, yep. I'd like to give that a shot. Is this the starting point?
Yeah, excellent point there, Hollywood. So with Battle for Broward, we have the number, I think we have about 20 clinicians that are going to help our younger high school officials, which are all from the NFL college Division I ranks. And they all started right where everyone started. You start at the little league, you know, JV level, and then you move your way up to high school. You know, we have a saying: you need to get your snaps. You need to see the game. You need to see how it's flowing. You need to see how what looks like a hold, right? What looks like illegal formation, and you start getting all those reps at the little league level, and then grow your way up. And all the guys and ladies that are coming out this weekend that are clinicians. All start at that same spot. So, and we're happy to have them out there and helping us out and helping our officials get better.
This is great stuff, Chris. I know people are always looking to get involved in sports in one way or another, and I think this is a really great chance for people that that want to get involved. Again, the Battle for Broward 7-on-7 tournament. More than 30 of South Florida's top high school football teams. We got three sites across Broward on Saturday: Coral Gables, St. Thomas Aquinas, and Cardinal Gibbons. And the knockout rounds will be held at St. Thomas Aquinas on Sunday. Again, this tournament is being hosted by the Broward Football Officials Association to help train, recruit, and develop better football officiating right here in South Florida. And Chris, before we let you go, man, I know the high school talent down here is so elite. So if you do get involved, you're going to be seeing the best high school football basically in the entire country down here.
Yes, by far. Not only do we have the best talent here, but talent outside of here is coming into Broward to face our team. So, with the Broward showcase that's coming up in August, you know, that's inviting teams from all the way from California, New Jersey, et cetera, Georgia. You just can't step out on the field and work a game. You really got to be trained, especially when you're servicing those type of athletes, those coaches, those programs. Broward really brings it all together and is an epicenter, I would say, for football.
All right, Chris, let's make sure I'm plugging this correctly for you here. We want you to follow on Instagram at Battle4Broward. That is on Instagram. And then if you're interested in becoming an official, we want to send people to browardfootballofficials.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Perfect. And you can also direct message me and our staff on that Instagram handle. Also, if you're interested in being an official, we'll direct you over to the website as well.
That's awesome. That's great stuff, Chris. I'm really glad we could have you on here this morning, and I love doing anything local like this. And, you know, hopefully we can get some officials out there because we certainly need guys. But that's great. BrowardFootballOfficials.com. Again, thanks, Chris, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me, and looking forward to the weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.